It's been a while, but the five things to watch returns. Nick Scherfield writes five things to watch before every Texans game and before big events in the franchise. And with OTAs approaching, one of the things you want to check out is DeAndre Hopkins and how he integrates with the receiving corps and the veterans.
Yeah, he made a great impression in the rookie minicamp. Spectacular one-handed catches, caught nearly everything in sight. Of course, that was going against other rookies. A lot of guys who didn't even make the team, they were here on a tryout basis. Now he's practicing with the veterans, practicing with Andre Johnson, catching passes from Matt Schaub. And not just DeAndre Hopkins to watch, but the other young receivers as well. Keyshawn Martin, Lestar Jean, they're going to have a big chance. Jeff May will even have a big chance to make an impression. And Alan Bonner, the fellow rookie along with Hopkins from Jacksonville State. So a lot of receivers to watch, a lot of room for those guys to help this team right away.
Yeah, the second thing you wanted to see was the secondary, specifically what DJ Swearinger looks like and the rest of the group as a whole.
Yeah, because Ed Reed is not going to be participating in these OTAs. He'll hopefully be back for training camp. That's what the Texans expect after he had minor hip surgery a couple weeks ago. So no Ed Reed. DJ Swearinger going to get a chance for a lot of reps. Another guy like Hopkins who looked like exactly what the Texans thought he would be in the rookie minicamp. Now we'll see how he does with the rest of the guys, him with Daniel Manning, and there's some other competition back there. And of course, it's going to be fun to see Jonathan Joseph, the Pro Bowler, and Kareem Jackson. How much more of a step has he made as he continues to progress?
Yeah, they'll probably both be on DeAndre Hopkins at some point or another. Hey, the third thing you wanted to check out was the linebacking core, and there are so many variables here. No Brian Cushing. You've got some new guys at the outside spot, but it's very, very fascinating to see what happens there with Reggie Herring's bunch.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye on Brian Cushing, of course, while he's rehabbing on the side fields on field three or field one, depending on what day they're out there. But I'm sure it's going to be fun to watch him get out there and work, and it's probably going to be killing him. You know it's going to be killing him not to be with the rest of the guys doing the drills and the practices and all that. But a lot of questions at linebacker. Does Brooks Reed possibly move inside? They've said they want to keep him outside, but we'll see what happens there. Sam Montgomery and Trevardo Williams, two outside linebackers they drafted in the third and fourth rounds. They both have a chance to really make an impact right away. And Texas coach Gary Kubiak said after rookie minicamp, Williams, a fourth rounder, maybe a little ahead of Sam Montgomery, the third rounder, in terms of conditioning and how he picked up the defense. So we'll see how those guys fare. Does Daryl Sharpton get playing time? Who emerges as inside linebacker? And it's going to be fun to watch.
Yes, it will be. Number four, the offensive line. You know the left side, left to right. You got Dwayne Brown, Wade Smith, Chris Myers. But there's a lot up for grabs on the right side and as far as depth on the left side, too.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen on the right side. Ben Jones was the starter for most of last season, the Texans Rookie of the Year. But he was drafted as a center. Brandon Brooks, the big right guard from Miami of Ohio, was rotating with him about 50-50 last year, also a rookie in 2012. Is he ready for a starting role in 2013? I think the Texans would certainly like that if he is, but that's going to be a competition. And at right tackle, Brandon Williams, a third-round pick from North Carolina, he's going to compete for that starting job right away, but he tweaked his knee in the rookie minicamp. Is he ready from the get-go? Derek Newton, who started last year, not going to be ready until training camp. You got Ryan Harris there. You got David Quessenberry, the sixth-round draft pick there. A lot of competition there. That was an area of growth for this team last year. Going to be a key area heading into 2013.
And wrapping things up with the fifth is the quarterback spot. This time a year ago, Matt Schaub was not out there, still recovering from the Liz Franck injury. Plus, you've seen a lot of improvement from T.J. Yates and Case Keenum. And then you've also added a fourth guy to the mix, Stephen Magee.
Yeah, Matt Schaub being out there is going to be big for this team. He wasn't able to participate until training camp last year after the season-ending foot injury in 2011. Now you got your leader of the team on the field all throughout the offseason, throwing passes to these young receivers, working with the guys leading the offense. But behind him, could there be a competition brewing for that second spot? Gary Kubiak indicated there would be after rookie minicamp, but T.J. Yates in that backup spot, the Texans feel very good about him. But Case Keenum making a lot of progress, undrafted out of Houston last year. He's shown some signs of improvement again, heading into his second year here now. Stephen Magee, a new guy to the mix. So we'll see how those guys all compete. But competition, definitely going to be good for the team. And I know T.J. Yates, Case Keenum, all those guys, they're ready for it.
All right, the OTAs start on Monday. We can't wait to have it all covered for you, so don't go anywhere.